Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Now, let's go into the service for today's message.
Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, God, that we get to be in your house this morning. Father, bless you. You are so faithful. You are so awesome. You are so wonderful. We worship you this morning, God. Praise you, Jesus. Worship team, you rocked again. Thank you so much. That is awesome. And of course, you guys did a good job, too. I'm Kathy Canastracy. I'm Pastor David's wife. I love supporting him. I love working with him, and I love working with our staff, too. I want to thank God for giving us our Pastor David. Do we thank God for Pastor David, who leads us by example week after week? You know, it is such an honor to follow him as he follows Jesus. He's been faithfully serving our church for like 37 years, and we met when he was 14 and I was 16 at another building, but it was this church. So, gosh, it was like we were almost babies when we met. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity this morning just to tell you how much I love you and how much I love being a part of this church, because you guys are awesome. And we've seen God do so many amazing things over the years and this past year. And it's really cool that a number of churches are now Gateway City Church. I was just at Santa Rosa Church yesterday and ministering to the women there, and it was such a good time. So I'm looking forward to the next 42 years of working together with you. You guys are awesome. I want to welcome everybody here in the sanctuary and in the cafe and online if you're listening. Last week, my husband began this series called Be Strong. And so since he's speaking today in Oklahoma City, he asked me if I would continue on the series and add a little bit more based on what God has given me. And really, it's taken me 42 years to learn what I'm preaching to you today. So our first verse is in Joshua 1, 7 through 9. It says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you." I just want to pray this verse over you. So let's just put our hands over our heart and talk to Jesus this morning. Father, we pray that we would be strong and courageous. Father, we pray that we would be so obedient to do what it is that you're telling us to do. Father, don't let us turn to the right or to the left or look to what other people are doing, but let's help us to look to you, Lord. Father, we want to be strong and courageous. We don't want to live in fear. We don't want to live in discouragement, because you're with us, God. We don't have to live there. We can live in strength. So God says, be strong in your spirit. So why do we need to have a strong spirit? Like my husband shared last week, having a strong spirit, that's the power plant for our lives, and that makes a difference in every area of our life. So God told Joshua that if he obeyed, and if we obey his commandments, that we would be successful wherever we go. And wherever we, you know, in our home, in our workplace, wherever we're at, we'll be strong. So today I want to drive home one point, one thought to you this morning, and that is, the weakest person in this room can choose to follow God's word and become strong. And I am the weakest person in this room. I've been weak many times, but I am choosing to be strong because God said that I can. So let me begin by telling you this story about this church. One week, a pastor told his congregation that he needed some extra money. That sounds familiar. So he offered that whoever gave the most in the offering, that they could pick out three songs, three hymns. So after the plates were passed, he got so excited because he saw a $1,000 check in the offering. And he said, oh, this is great. Oh, so he said, okay, I want to know who that was that gave the $1,000. So way in the back, an elderly lady raised her hand, you know, very shyly. And she said, oh, Pastor, it was me. And so he said, no, come forward, come forward. I want to bless you this morning for giving that great offering. Come forward, come forward. So she got her cane out and she walked to the front. And she got all the way to the front. And he said, okay, so your reward for doing that is you get to pick out 3 hymns. So she got so excited, her eyes lit up, and she looked around, and she said, I'll take him, and him, and him. So don't tell my husband that I said that. I wasn't pointing it at anybody in particular. So it's a choice to be strong. God wants you to choose to be strong so that you can overcome all of life's issues. So our strong spirit can get us through anything. What does a person with a strong spirit look like? Well, this person has a cheerful nature. They have a joyful disposition, and their temperament is energetic, and they're bold, and they're brave, and they're courageous, and they're enthusiastic. Jesus had a strong spirit, didn't he? And he's our greatest example. In Luke 2:40, it says, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. So Jesus was very strong, wasn't he? Even though he had so many hard things to go through, he chose to be strong time after time. He had to go through the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was beaten and bruised for us. But he kept strong. And also, he died on the cross for us, didn't he? He went through a torturous death because he loves us. And so when he died, he didn't stay dead, did he? He rose again, and he was strong enough to rise again for us, to give us that same resurrection power in our lives. Have you ever felt like you've been beat up by life's cares and problems? I have. Did you ever feel like so afraid, so much so that you wouldn't be able to like even get out of bed? You just went through a really horrendous time, and you just didn't want to get out of bed. And you felt like, man, I'm not going to make it. You know, life has a way of beating us up, doesn't it? It has a way of really knocking the stuffing out of us. So maybe you're here this morning, but God wants you to know that even though you may be in a really rough spot, he can make you strong again. Oh, even when you're struggling, you can be strong. Let's look at Asaph's testimony in Psalm 73:26. It says, my health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. Isn't that awesome? So even though he said his health was in a terrible place, and even his spirit was weak, that he knew that if he trusted in God, that God would be his strength. God remains the strength of my heart. He remains the strength of your heart. Even if we're sick, we can still be strong. Let's see what it says in Proverbs 18:14. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? So what does a person who is weak in their spirit look like? Well, they have feelings of depression, and they're discouraged. They're in a bad mood a lot. They're not a happy person. Or maybe they're weak because they've had health problems and they've been sick for some time. Every day we've got prayer requests that come into the office of people that have every different kind of pain and trouble. And isn't it awesome that we have a prayer chain that we can call and a family of God that we can come to for strength? Because we've all been there and we all need each other during those times. So God wants you to know that he can make you strong again. Maybe you're not sick, but maybe there's other difficult things coming against you. Maybe the devil's been lying to you, and he's bombarding your mind with discouraging thoughts, and you're just filled with depression. You know what? God wants you to know this morning that he understands what you're going through, and he has answers for you this morning. He is going to touch you this morning. He is going to make you strong in your spirit. He'll make us strong in the power of his might But we have to make a choice to be strong. So I want us to declare something this morning, and I want everybody to say it in your strongest voice. I choose to be strong.
I choose to be strong.
That wasn't strong. Say it stronger. I choose to be strong. Pretty much better, much better. So when our spirit's weak, sometimes we live with an I can't do it mentality. I used to say I can't do it a lot, and sometimes I kind of fall back on that. So just little things, you know. I can't get this key in the door. I can't do it. I can't reach this box. It's tall. I can't do this. I can't do that. And that was like my go-to place. And my husband said to me, do you know you say I can't do it a lot? And I said, no, I don't. And he said to me, honey, you need to start saying what the Word of God says. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I, you know, practice that. And I want to tell you about a time where Pastor David and I were so happy that we found out that I was pregnant. Not now. This was about 30 years ago. So we were really excited, and month after month, you know, women, we look at ourselves sideways in the mirror to see how much we're growing. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, there's no way, humanly possible, that my stomach can stretch out that far. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I thought, at 8 months, I'm done. But no, it got bigger. So Pastor David and I went to Lamaze classes, and the teacher was kind of like this hippie lady, you know, with long hair and like tie-dye shirt. And she says, now I want you to close your eyes. I want you to visualize that you are very strong. Yes, I'm very strong. Now, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Okay, you're going to start feeling pain. But it's okay because you're practicing. Oh, yeah, I feel it. I'm looking at my husband. I'm going to be strong, right? I'm going to be strong. Honey, you're going to be strong. You could do this. And then people were telling us, you know, whatever you do, don't let them give you any medicine. You can do this naturally. And I was like, okay, you know, me and the earth were one. You know, I, Mother Earth, you're with me. Oh, I'm just kidding. So I said, yeah, we could do this. And they said, whatever you do, do not let them give you a C-section. Do not. You can have this baby naturally. There's no need for that. There's no need for the drugs. Yes. I can do this. I can do this. So the big day came, and we're in the car on the way to the hospital, and those pains started ripping through my body like a chainsaw. And I looked at my husband, and I said, you get me drugs. And he said, honey, you got it. You're going to have drugs. So I said, and you tell them as soon as we get there. I'm not kidding around. I said, you tell them I want drugs. And you tell them to give me a lot. He's like, you got it, honey. So we get to the hospital, and the nurse, I said, you're going to give me drugs, lady, or somebody's going to die today. She said, we just checked you, and you're like so far along, you're going to have this baby, like right away. And I believed her like an idiot. And so 12 hours later, I didn't move. Like, I didn't, you know, expand. I won't go into detail. But so then the doctor comes in, and she says, we're going to have to do an emergency C-section. And so I said, I don't care what you have to do. I said, if you have to do dynamite therapy on me, blow this baby out right now. So I'm usually very sweet. You know, I'm usually very calm. But, you know, if God is requiring of you to have a 10-pound, 6-ounce baby, you can do it. All the guys are like, oh, no. But something like that, you know, God can make you strong. So thank you, Jordan, for... you awesome. So I want to give you three choices that lead to a strong spirit. And the first one is practicing the promises of God makes us strong. Ephesians 6:10, 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So this verse tells us how to put on the whole armor of God, but I just want to look at one of the pieces of the armor, and that is the sword of the Spirit. So Jeff, our kids pastor, he's a bona fide, like, 10th degree black belt, and he's, like, a really cool, he's taken all these sword lessons. He wouldn't give me the real one because he doesn't trust me. But so this is what they practice with, and I just wanted to show you this sword. You know, we're not messing around. Like, when the devil comes to us with his fear and his lies to us, we have to get serious and say, devil, I am going to cut you up. I'm going to cut you up, and I'm going to cut you up with the sword of the Spirit. And you know what the sword of the Spirit is? That is a rhema word from God. That is, and what that means is that is a specific or a quicken word from the Holy Spirit. The promise from God becomes a sword you can use to stay strong. Did you know that the Roman soldiers practice like hours every day with their swords and all of their other weapons so that they would hone their skills? And we have to do the same thing with the word of God. The Apostle Paul said, take the sword of the Spirit or the rhema, the specific quickened word of God, and tell the devil to go where he needs to go, because you've got the powerful rhema of God. The Holy Spirit will put it in your hand, he'll put it in your heart, and you can use that. Remember when Jesus was on a 40-day fast and he was in the wilderness? That's what he used. He used the rhema word of God. When the devil tempted him with food, he said, if you're the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. When the devil tempted Jesus with all the kingdom of this world, Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him shall you worship only. Then the devil tempted Jesus to prove his deity, and Jesus said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So every time the devil came at him, he used the word of God. He used the rhema word of God. He used the sword of God. So just like Jesus, every single one of you are equipped with the rhema word of God, with the sword of the Spirit. Use it every day. So another time, Jordan, if you'll let me see that little gift that my husband bought for me. you know, the devil will come at you and he'll tell you his lies, like, you know, you're not going to have any joy. You're not going to be happy. You have to stay discouraged. And so one time this guy came up on me on an ATM machine, and he was sorry that he did, because that's kind of like the devil. You know, he comes up on us and we're like, okay, I'll do what you say. I'll stay depressed. So this guy came up on me, and I was ready for him. And he was like, came out of nowhere, and he's like right up on my face. And he goes, can I have some money? And I said, no. And so this is what you have to do to the devil, you know? So I use this on our staff. You know, if I don't want to meet with you that day, it's on my desk. Pastor Chris came by the other day and he said, hey, you got a minute? And I said, no. Not really. I'm sweet. But I don't want anybody messing with my joy, you know? I don't want anybody messing with what God's done in my life. So, devil, I will cut you up. And I will electrocute you with the word of God. So, when we practice the word of God, it's like the strength of God rises on the inside of us. And you have to get mad at the devil. You can't just, you know, be, you know, lackadaisical and just say, okay, you know, and just take it. You got to get your sword out. So we keep our spirit strong by practicing the promises of God. And we can be like Jesus by practicing the word of God. And here's the second point. This is awesome. What we experience today in our service. The presence of God makes us strong. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Did you wake up this morning discouraged and depressed? I mean, lots of Sundays, lots of other days too. But on Sundays, sometimes I wake up discouraged and depressed. But when I come here, when I make a choice to be in God's presence and get myself out of bed and put my 5 layers of makeup on to get here so that I look happy. No, I'm just kidding. I start worshiping God with the rest of you, and oh my goodness. I mean, I start feeling God's presence, and depression has to go, discouragement has to go, and his heavenly sunlight fills my heart and my mind, and I'm like supernaturally changed by his presence. It's awesome. So the same way that our bodies need a lot of natural sunlight, we need the presence of God. I was looking up on healthline.com the multitude of benefits of being out in the real sunlight. And so if we don't have enough sunlight, it can cause depression. Sun is mood lifting. It makes you feel calm and focused. Without enough sunlight, low levels of serotonin can be associated with depression. So they say that 5 to 10 minutes of being out in the sun can give you energy. It plays a role in your bone health. And there's all kinds of other benefits to being out in the sun. So even as the natural sunlight affects us in our moods and in our emotional balance, so the spiritual sunlight of God's presence, it'll bring you strength. It'll bring you the joy of the Lord. It'll bring healing to your life. So we need the sunlight of God's presence, don't we, if we want to be strong. Malachi 4:2 says, But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Isn't that awesome? And you shall go out fat like stall-fed calves. So this world, it creates broken people, right? And broken people that live in spiritually dark places. But those that live in the sunlight of God's presence, they're vibrant. They live in healthy places. They live in joyful places. So we can choose to be in God's sunlight in the house of God with God's people. So I encourage you to be a part of the church, a church, this church. Find a church where there's lots of sunlight, where there's lots of God's presence, where you can sit in God's presence and get rejuvenated, get refilled. So God is so good. He just wants to fill you this morning with his peace and with his joy and with the love of the Holy Spirit this morning. I just pray, God, that you would touch your people this morning. Father, that they would be so filled with your love. God, that your heavenly sunshine would just fall down on them, Lord. So practicing his promises makes us strong, and being in the presence makes us strong. And what else? The third and final point is being planted in God's house is awesome. It will make us strong. Psalm 92, 12 through 14, it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age." That's awesome. Because I'm like halfway there, well, beyond halfway there. Bearing fruit in your old age. They shall be fresh and flourish. What does it mean to flourish? It means that you're going to prosper. You're going to bloom. You're going to blossom. You're going to thrive to do well. In essence, it means that you're going to be strong in your spirit. So the only way that God says that we can be a righteous person, can prosper, bloom, thrive, and do well, is to be planted in God's house. So a palm tree can't flourish on its own. It has to be planted in the soil. A palm tree can bear a lot of fruit. It flourishes and it succeeds. And it's fulfilled through every season because it's planted deep in the soil. Have you ever been, I don't know, somewhere where there's a palm tree and there's a storm and it's really windy and that palm tree can bend really far? Why can it do that? When the storms come and when the rains come, it can do that because it's planted really deep in the soil. Now, we have fake and artificial trees up here during Christmas time, and we can make them look really beautiful, but they can be moved. They can be packed up and put in a box, right? But that's not the plan that God has for our lives. He wants us to be fresh and flourishing, And he wants us to know that the house of God is our place of strength. Why does he plant us in the house of God? Because righteous people flourish in the house of God. Because you're going to blossom because you stay planted in the house of God. God designed you to be fresh and flourishing, to prosper, to succeed, to make progress, and to grow and move forward in God. That's what he created you for. A cedar of Lebanon is known for its great qualities. In that verse it says, you will be like a cedar of Lebanon. Its wood is very strong. Did you know that it's spoken well of in India and Lebanon? And people that have that kind of furniture in their home, they brag about it because everybody knows that this is a precious type of wood. The tree is strong and lives up to 100 years. It lives a long, long time, and it still bears fruit in its old age. So the righteous person that stays planted in the house of God is going to be so successful. So the worship team is coming, and we're going to close in a moment. Let me bring you back to where we began. God says, you can be strong. Be strong. The weakest person can make a choice to follow God's word and be strong. So it's a choice that we make. Will you make that choice today to be strong in the Lord? I want to challenge each of us to make that choice this morning. So you're strong because you can do everything that God calls you to do. Everything that God is saying he has planned for your life. You can be strong because you're doing it in Christ's name. And you have the most powerful weapon on earth, the sword of the Spirit. And because you've been in the presence of God and you're in the house of God, you are going to be strong. I love you all so much. Pastor Chris is going to come and pray with us. God bless you.
Awesome. How many appreciated that word this morning? You needed some strength. You need some encouragement. You needed some grounding in the word. That's great. How many know there's another choice we need to make in life? Most of us have made that choice. We're talking about being strong, etc. But I want every head bowed right now and every eye closed, because there's a choice that some people need to make today. Everybody, nobody looking around. We're all going to have a time of prayer, because there's some people here today that have never made the choice to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. What does that mean? That means you no longer are going to live life on your own terms. You're giving everything over to him. There's people that go to church all the time, but they run their life on their own terms, and they're looking for answers. But the only way to do that is to turn everything over to him. I want to say a prayer here real quick here, but before I do that, I was wondering, everybody, have your head down, eyes closed. How many would say, Pastor Chris, I need to receive Christ. I need to turn my life over to God. I want to know him. I want to know this strength. I want to know that I have eternal life. I want to know that there's answers in life. If that's you, raise your hand real quick. I want to just count and pray for everybody here that's ready. There's a couple of hands over here, a couple of hands way over on the side over here. Anyone else here, raise your hand. And maybe you've been coming to church for a while, but you've never crossed that line that says, I'm going for it all the way. Listen, Pastor Kathy's talking about a health today that is for God's people when they truly give their life over to him with everything. Maybe you've gone to church for a while, but today God's dealing with your heart. And he says, no, we're going to go in all the way. If that's you, raise your hand. Not going to be backsliding anymore. I see that hand over there. Not playing games anymore. There's still hands coming up. Listen, we're making choices today because we serve a God who wants to strengthen his people, who wants to provide for his people. But he says, honor him, love him with all your heart. Let's all just pray this prayer right now. We had at least 10, 12 hands that came up here, but let's all pray this prayer out loud in support of those that have raised their hand today. Father God, thank you for coming into my life. I turn everything over to you. I make you the Lord, and I make you God over everything I have. This day, I choose to serve you, not my own agenda. Forgive me, wash me clean of all my mistakes, all my regrets, and I thank you for coming into my heart and giving me eternal life. This day forward, I'm going to serve you with all my heart, all my strength, all my soul. And in Jesus' name, Lord God, strengthen me this day in Jesus' name. Now let's just give a shout out to all those people that raised their hands here this morning. How many remember the day that's the first time you ever did that? And just did amazing things. Don, isn't it great? The first time Christ comes into your life. Listen, we have a card in the seat back in front of you here. Everybody pull that out and fill that out. And there's a box here that says, I want to follow Christ. We want to help you. We don't want to live your Christian life on your own. There, I know a lot of you have questions. You're looking for answers. Fill that out. Drop that in the offering bag as it comes by here in a few minutes. We want to contact you. We want to pray with you. We want to help you get strong in Christ. Amen. Ushers are going to come forward here now. We're going to be receiving the offering here in just about 30 seconds. I want to say a quick prayer, but afterwards, we're going to have a worship song, but we're also going to be praying with some students right over here. All, if you're in high school, junior high, elementary, going into college, whatever, if you're going into a new school year, we want to pray for you over here, commission you, and just ask God's blessing on you here today. Father, we thank you for this time to give and the offering. We thank you for blessing, and we thank you for blessing in return all your people who give today in Jesus' name. Let's worship. Prayer up on the screen here. We want to bless everybody here. But before we do that, I am impressed Everybody look at me here. I'm impressed by the Holy Spirit. I sense, Pastor Kathy, there's one or two individuals here that are battling some deep depression. Some are suicidal in this house right here, right now. If we could have the prayer teams come up to the front here. If you need prayer for anything, especially I'm sensing there's a heavy depression, some suicidal issues, come up and get prayer. We got prayer individuals up here that can help you. Let's all pray this out loud together really strong. Ready, go. Father God, your love is making me strong. Today, I choose to accept the strength of Jesus into my life. Forgive me of my sins and teach me to live strong in your word and in your house. Beginning today, I boldly declare that in Jesus Christ, I am strong. Thank you, Lord, in your name, amen. Now, Father, we thank you for this day. We speak strength, we speak joy, we speak, Lord God, your grace over every individual. Let there be blessing in this house, Father God. And we just thank you for the word and for the strength. And when we go out the doors, we're entering the mission field, Lord God. Let us do it with the strength of the Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. Listen, all students, come up here. We want to commission all the students. If you need prayer for anything else, come up here. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, we have the Gateway Healing Center. If you need prayer, bring a friend that needs ministry right here in this room here. God bless you all.